Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Former President Trump's legal team is slamming his latest indictment again, this time claiming Trump only asked former VP Mike Pence to delay the electoral count in 2020 to allow state audits. But Pence tells Face the Nation today there was no need.
There were roughly a half a dozen states that had changed the rules in the name of COVID and frankly changed them in ways that could benefit Democrat candidates. But in more than 60 lawsuits, all of which I supported and in reviews at state levels, there was never any evidence of widespread fraud that would have changed the outcome of the election.
He also says if he has to testify against Trump, he plans to tell the truth.
Wow. Sweden wins.
Sweden beat the United States in penalty kicks today to knock the defending champs out of the Women's World Cup. American goalkeeper Alyssa Nyer.
To come up short hurts. It's going to hurt for a long time, but proud of the fight of the group.
It is the first time the U.S. has ever failed to reach the semifinals. In Pakistan, at least 30 people were killed today in a train derailment. Catherine Davies is with the BBC.
Video from the scene shows twisted, crumpled train carriages, some entirely overturned, others collapsed onto their sides. The train is surrounded by crowds of people, some clambering over the wreckage, trying to help those inside or recover their belongings. A number of carriages appear to have completely derailed. The army has been called to the scene, and an emergency has been declared at the main hospital in Sindh province.
Senior officials from 40 nations, including the U.S., are meeting in Saudi Arabia now to talk about a possible peace plan between Ukraine and Russia. Stephen Fish is a professor at UC Berkeley and says Ukraine will not agree to let the Kremlin keep its territory.
Ukrainians will have none of it, any more than we would have any of it in the United States if a foreign country invaded and tried to annex New England or the Plain States or anywhere else.
It has been a deadly weekend of violence in Washington, D.C. WTOP's Luke Luker.
Three people are dead, four others wounded after the shooting in the Anacostia neighborhood of Southeast D.C.
This is not a war zone. We want our residents to feel safe.
Detectives are still investigating what led up to the shooting and searching for suspects.
Extreme heat's back in the forecast this week. National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth.
Even though there have been a couple nice incursions of the moisture and showers and thunderstorms up and through the Great Basin into the Northern Rockies, it really hasn't migrated out into the deserts like you normally see. They've been hotter because of that, and hence the one teens.
The East Coast and Midwest are still recovering from weekend storms, including tornado damage in Missouri. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with a low of 59. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 82. Lows dip down to about 57. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Mid-80s, Tuesday and Wednesday, with a chance for scattered showers Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to Seth Faces the Music, the show where we finally get to talk about music. If there's any art form that's more self-referential than music, I can't think of it right now. And the only thing really odd about this one is that it took me so long to get there. We're doing songs about music today, so sit back, relax, and join me, won't you, as we play music to listen to music by. Huh.
Some of that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, I have no kick against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. Then don't you folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat. to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep rocking that piano so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me.
The one, the only, Chuck Berry with rock and roll music, his anthem to the genre he helped to create. And before that, we opened up the show today with the Bob Krug Generation, Music to Watch Girls By. Seth Faces the Music is an equal opportunity show, so if you're not interested in Music to Watch Girls By, well, maybe this will be more your speed, a kind of answer song many, many, many years later. Here's Lana Del Rey with Music to Watch Boys To.
I like you a lot, but my music while I'm watching the boys. So I do what you want. Sing a song, guns just to soak up the noise. Wear ribbons on us. Pink flamingos. Oh.
Trouble in my life, no foolish dream to make me cry.
And that was Kiki D before her big collaboration with Elton John with I've Got the Music in Me. And that is going to bring us to our first break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back to Seth Faces the Music, we have one of the greatest selling artists of all time. She rewrote the rules when it came to dance and pop music, and she has had a career for 4 decades now, I think. Find out who it is when we come back here on WFHR.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on. I wanna dance with my baby.
Thank you.
The duo of Roberta Flack and Maxi Priest with Set the Night to Music. And before that, we had Just Plain Old Music. And that one was by Madonna. Next up, we have a band that started in the acid jazz scene of the early 1990s. They have since gone on to sell well over 20 million records. Known for their frontman J.K., not only his expressive vocals, but his unearthly dance moves. Here's Jamiroquai with Music of the Mind.
pretend I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say. Mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean.
Peter, Paul, and Mary there with I Dig Rock and Roll Music. Are they being sarcastic? I don't know. You decide. Time for another break here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, one of the first great integrated bands that came out of San Francisco in the late 1960s, led by a former DJ. They were known for their harmonies, their horn section, and most of all, from that great bass by Larry Graham. That's coming up next here on WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bartenders, are you ready to shake things up? Jammers Bar and Grill is seeking vibrant and energetic people like you to join their team. Once you join, your nights and weekends will be filled with excitement. Jammers Bar and Grill is also the go-to spot for parties and events. No experience? No problem. They'll train you to be a master mixologist. And the best part, their pay is as good as their customers. And they're the best. Join the team. Have fun. Make money. Stop by today and apply at Jammers Bar and Grill, 2810 Eagle Road in Rapids. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
some bottom so that the dancer just won't hide.
Yeah!
the force that is Kate Bush, the most interesting person in pop music, in my opinion, with Eat the Music. Before that, we opened up this set with Sly and the Family Stone, Dance to the Music, and I hope you were. Let's get one thing out of the way here. I am not a Deadhead, but I do appreciate what the Grateful Dead were able to do during their career. It's a fascinating story. And when you confine them to an album with a limited amount of space, they actually were pretty darn good songwriters. From their album, Blues for Allah, here's The Music Never Stopped.
There's mosquitoes on the river. Fish are rising up like birds. It's been hot for 7 weeks now. Too hot to even speak now. Did you hear what I just heard? Say it might have been a fiddle, or it could have been the wind. But there seems to be a beat now. I can feel it in my feet now. Listen, here it comes again. Lord, the band kept us so busy, we forgot about the time. They're a band beyond description, like Jehovah's favorite choir. People join in hand, while the music plays the band. Lord, they're setting us on fire. Crazy rooster crowing midnight. Balls of lightning roll along. Old men sing about their dreams. Women laugh and children scream. And the band keeps playing on.
I'm not afraid to
Let the Music Play. That was by Shannon. Just Shannon. And that's going to wrap up the first hour of Seth Faces the Music for this week. Stay tuned, of course, everyone. Hour two is right around the corner. Hope to see you there when we continue with our theme of music, which makes sense because this is a music show. Have I explained it enough? Stay tuned.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5